Hallelujah. We learn that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That in anything that we do in life, there is always a beginning. For any step that we take, there is always a beginning. Amen? Amen. There is nothing that has an end that do not have a start. Everything that has an end has a start. And it is the momentum, the preparation of the start that determines the finishing. It is how we program the starting that we are sure of our finishing. Because the starting is the force. It is that gravity, or what do I call it, that pushes you to continue running the race. We have already dealt in so many ways that how can man who wants to go to a war does not consider his way here. That even last week we learned, 2 weeks ago, that how do you want to build a house that you will not first of all prepare the resources to see if you will complete it, so that you will not be mocked by the enemy. Because a lot of things can make one not to be able to complete a building. But either the resources are not complete, or there are forces of darkness coming. So you have to be strong throughout your journey in anything that you want to do, that you will end it well. Amen. Last week we were talking about the power of grace. That when we have grace in us, grace is able to build us and to give us an inheritance. Amen. Amen. So 1 Corinthians 1:3, we're still talking about grace. Grace is that ability, that power that God has given us to have salvation. It is that chance that God has given us to be triumphant in anything that we do. It is the grace of God be multiplied unto us that we use to be able to succeed in the things that we do in life. No wonder he said that God will make all grace to be available unto us, so that in all things, at all times, having all sufficiency, we will not lack in doing any good work. He said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. This verse is kind of summarizing everything that we have learned last week. That this grace is the providence, that provision that God has given us, the goodness that God has put into our life that enable us to the end to be successful. Grace has revealed Christ to us. Grace has made everything that we need for any journey of our life to be available according to what we have just read. He said, because you are enriched, he said that in everything, because of the grace given to you, he says, so that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance, what you will say, you are enriched because of the grace that is found in Christ Jesus. In all knowledge, you are enriched, and you are not behind in any gift. That is why he says that when you know God, when you know Jesus, he said, Timothy, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Why? In Jesus is hidden all wisdom and knowledge. Everything that pertains to this world. Everything that you need. So when you read the Bible, you see yourself. When you read the Bible, illumination, enlightenment comes to you. For you to know the things to do. He said, grace has empowered you to obey God. Grace has empowered you so that you can be confirmed to the end. He said, who shall also confirm this Christ Jesus, this grace that you have in Christ Jesus? He said, it will confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day that Jesus will appear. We have saved grace through faith. He said, God is faithful by whom you were called unto the fellowship. So fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ gives you every dimension of grace, and that enables you to build your life well and gives you inheritance. Amen.
Amen.
Today we are going further into something else that will enable us, that we need in our life. Actually, the most important thing that we need, the most important person that we need in our life, so that our life can be a successful one. The Bible said unto us in the book of Genesis 1:1-3, he said, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. In the beginning of anything, even when you are having the vision and you plan, and you are able to see the end, the situation is there for you to carry. It's always dark. Each step is a risk. Each step of life, each step that you carry to progress, to fulfill whatever purpose you want to fulfill in life, is always dark. But with the Spirit of God, light shines into the darkness of that step to illuminate your progress, to illuminate and give you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for you to know the accurate thing to do. The Bible said that the Spirit of God was moving upon the deep. Because the beginning there was no, it was formless. Because the plan did not have shape. The purpose does not have shape. There is no forming in the year. There is not, I mean, you look at coronavirus, you don't even know what to plan. It makes you, it throws one out of balance. You can't travel, you can't this, you can't that, you are just shocked with so many things that come. He takes one that really means business to be able to take some steps. If you don't really mean business, that you really have something that you want to do, what do you want to carry with Nigeria? For coronavirus. Amen. Praise the Lord.
He said, but when light, when the Spirit, that Spirit in you, when the Spirit of God shines on it, it changes the situation.
That the wilderness become a place where there is road to pass. The desert will automatically produce well where there is river to drink. Because the powerful one, the maker of all things, the doer, has been introduced into the picture. And that was what Jesus said. I mentioned this at the beginning, the first teaching. And I'm going further again, deeper. Because without the Holy Ghost, you can do nothing. Without your Spirit, without you missing your Spirit, introducing into your Spirit the purpose that you want to fulfill, the purpose or the things you want to do in life, if you don't miss it into your Spirit, if you don't allow it to get into your Spirit, it will not work out. I've taught this before, and I'm doing it again. Amen.
Amen.
John 14:25-26, Jesus said, he said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. He said the Holy Ghost will teach you all things. Everything that has been hidden in you, that has been given to you, that pertains to life and godliness, that pertains to you becoming successful in life, becoming successful in fulfilling your purposes, becoming successful in doing the things that you are called to do on this earth, the Holy Spirit, your Comforter, the one that God has given you, is your teacher. He's your instructor.
and we instruct you on the things of God. We instruct you on the things that you need, the knowledge that you need to fulfill your purpose in life. So there will not be conflict in your own life. Do you know you can give yourself conflict in your own life? You can antagonize yourself. You can be the opposition of your own very self, the suppression and the oppressor of your own very self. But the comforter, the teacher, will always tell you no. The book of Isaiah said unto us, Isaiah 30:21. He said, your ears shall hear a word behind him saying, this is the way, walk ye what in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left hand. The teacher, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the Holy Spirit, has the anointing that you don't need any other person from outside, as long as your spirit is dwelling upon the purpose, upon that thing. Because it is the comforter, it is the teacher, that when you are going to entangle yourself with the things of the world, according to what we learned last week, that the soldier does not entangle himself with the things of the world. We learned last week that the one who runs the race will run the race according to the rules, so that that one can gain what? Mastery. So it is the Holy Ghost that will speak to you and tell you, it's like you want to go astray. Stop it. 30:12, Isaiah 30:12. He said, it will tell you, no, stop it. It's like you want to go astray. This is the plan that you plan in the beginning of the year. He is the light that lights always the darkness that we want to come. Even when you want to oppose yourself through disobedience, through rebellion to the word of God, through sin, it is a comforter. That means he will never get angry with you. He will not get angry with you. But we help you. The Bible said in Joseph is our helper. We help you to be who you are supposed to be. The comforter teaches you. He will tell you, stop. This is not the right way. Go this way. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Your teacher. And I pray that your ears be open to your teacher. Because he said your ears will hear. Oh. 21. Actually 30:21. Not 12. Sorry. I didn't see that word. 30:21. He said, and your ears shall hear a word. You have to train your ear so that your ear will hear the rightful word. Your ear has to be trained this year to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost, to hear the voice of your comforter. Because if you don't know the voice of your comforter, you will hear the wrong voices. The wrong voices will take you away from the purpose of which you are created. The purpose that you have planned, that vision that you have written down and you want to run with, that God is giving you through this time of fasting and prayer. God is telling you, this is what I want you to be this year. This is how I want to work with you this year. If then you are not hearing the comforter when you are going astray, you won't be able to make right. So train your ears. The book of Proverbs said, my son, pay attention to my word. My daughter, that was why even last week I said that this year we have to learn. I said it towards last year. And I'm saying it. I said it again last week and I'm saying it today. Learn to be a true son and a true daughter of God in the anointing of God ministry. That is one key that can help us. Because through me, God will release his comforting words. Through everyone that comes to teach, God will release what? His comforting words. His words that will say, this is the way, walk ye in it. But it takes a son, it takes a daughter to hear the voice of the father. It takes a student to hear the voice of the teacher. He said, the comforter will teach you.
If you are not ready to hear, the student will never hear what the teacher is saying if the student is not ready. That is why some fail in school. Not because the teacher didn't teach well, but they allow so many things to distract them. At times they say they don't like the teacher. What is concerning you? Must you like the teacher? Teach what the teacher is teaching you. Learn what the teacher is teaching you. Leave the teacher alone. Hear what the teacher is teaching you and do it. Abi?
Yeah.
Because that is what will make your life to be okay. Learn to hear. Be a student. So that when he said this is the way, you will say yes. That means that obedience is always better than sacrifice. When you hear, you ask for the Spirit to obey. When the Holy Ghost did all what the Holy Ghost wanted to do upon the darkness, the Bible said, Jesus spoke. God spoke. He said, let there be light. Was it not a word that he has heard from the Holy Ghost? I mean, tell me something. How did he know that now he has to say, let there be light? If it was not a connection to the teacher that already hovered over the deep and saw that this is time for movement. This is time to go forward. This is time to start the processing of the plan. Remember, we continue, we see that the Bible said that the Holy Spirit does. What we have just read is he will teach you everything from me. Is that not what we read before? He said he shall teach you all things and bring all things to remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. That promise I have promised you. That prophecy I have spoken concerning you. That program that me and you, we have already written down for your own good sake, it will bring it to your remembrance. So when you now bring it to your remembrance, when the enemy brings the fruit that God says don't eat, and he says, oh my God, eat it. You have to remember your race. You can't entangle yourself with the things of the world. You have to follow the rules so that you gain mastery. These are the things that the Holy Ghost does. So he tells you, don't eat your forbidden food. Don't disobey the voice of God. Don't rebel against God. So that you can be able, by his grace, to get to where you are going to. And his glory will clothe you. Amen.
Amen, Jesus.
1 Corinthians 2 from verse 3. Even the Bible tells us that it's the Holy Ghost that lifts us standard for us against our enemy. That is how strong he is. And that is why he can teach you and show you the right way. Because immediately he will see that there are distractions. He will be whispering to you, stop, 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 don't misbehave. He will raise the standard to help you to come. Oh my, so comfort, wow. See how comfortable it is, comfort is. God is full of love. God is just full of truthfulness. He is truth himself. 1 Corinthians 2 from 3. He said, and I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. We need that to get our purposes in life to be fulfilled. That is why we are fasting and praying to gain momentum, to gain power, to gain strength, to have our faith strong, to run the race with the rules. It's not a matter of talking. He said it is in the demonstration of the Spirit. When the Spirit is demonstrating, things get built up. When you allow the demonstration of the Spirit in your life cannot be scattered. It is molded and patterned to the right path.
Amen.
Doesn't matter if you're a believer or not. As long as you allow the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, the teachings of the Comforter to reach your ears, you will make it. how much more you that you are a Christian.
He said, we are not talking in mass wisdom, but the demonstration of the Spirit. May the power of the Holy Ghost demonstrate himself, demonstrate his comfort, comfortability. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. May the Holy Ghost demonstrate his comfort, comfortability into you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, so in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that is how the Word of God is. When it's entering into you, when it's telling you this is the way, walk ye in it, that means it will demonstrate what the Spirit, what the Holy Ghost can do. Creating your world, creating your life, creating your destiny, that your purposes will be fulfilled. He said that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. My faith cannot be in the vaccine or whatever. I take her more, I not take her. That is not what keeps me healthy. It is God. I drink tablets, I did not take tablets. That is not what keeps me healthy. It is God. You might say that I am a fool. A lot of people take tablets and they die. So it is never the tablet, it is the Spirit. Once the Spirit does not fail, the life does not fail. And this is what we are talking, the demonstration of the Spirit. So that our wisdom will not be in man, but in the power of God. And this is what the Holy Ghost helps us to achieve. So that science and technology does not take over our brain, that we forget our very self. Are they necessary and good? Very yes and very correct. Otherwise, my voice will not be megaphoning like this. This is part of it. People are watching from home. It's part of technology. It is good. But that is not all. I would not depend on this and then say I am God. And then I forget the Almighty God. Yes, he has created us to be gods. He said, ye are gods. But you will die like a mortal man if you don't know what to do. If you not change, and then you not become a master of yourself, you idolize yourself, it brings destruction. So as much as I respect technology, as much as I respect science, I know that the omniscience is the father of all science.
Hallelujah. Amen.
This is what we are talking about. It came from the Almighty God. Everything that we have, we met it on this earth. Whatever ideas that we are exploring, we met them on this earth. We didn't bring it along with us. So I will not forget the owner of all things. Just because life is becoming easier with G5 for me. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, because I'm able to download video within seconds. Does not now mean. Hallelujah. There is someone that it doesn't even need to move before he appears. It's always present. The head that we breathe. This is you, Jehovah God. He's ever present. He's there, always. Amen? So I cannot allow that technology or science or whatever to change the mentality. That is why when I post something, some people don't understand from what angle I am seeing this. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. He said, albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. Just the technology and the science, it comes to nothing, because tomorrow they will discover other things that cleanse away, erase, eradicate everything they discover today.
Yes.
Another thing will come.
That is very correct.
Where is my fat back television? It's gone forever. Now it's flat. Even the flat, now only God knows what might happen. It is hologram now. We'll be using the world television.
That's it, was called.
They are going for it. Hologram.
Yeah.
You just feel like it, poor, and the thing will show. Hologram, we are going to all those things. Driving car in the head. Flying car in the head. Cars that are using water. Cars that are using sun. Before you know it, petrol will go there again. So what are we talking about? More technology, more science is coming that will remove this one. Now we are doing vaccine within months. Before it takes years. That is why everybody is afraid, because this is the first time. If Jesus tarries, in 30 years' time, they will do vaccine within 2 days, everybody will take it and it will work. You understand what I'm saying? For now, for the beginning, nobody wants to come because we never destroy. But when it is tested and proved that they can do vaccine within 2 days, within 1 day,
yes,
and it is actually effective, you will see that people start, it will not become a problem again. Tuberculosis used to kill everybody until they got medicine for tuberculosis. Malaria killed a lot of people before they got medicine for malaria. Now it is something that does not make us afraid again. Why? Because we have gained mastery over that problem and we are moving forward. It's only the first time that shakes one, because first time there can be mistake. That is what is just happening, nothing else. There could be mistake. I'm saying this, let's forget about the end time, last time theory. Let's forget about the preaching of the last days. I'm not saying it is not there, but let's forget about that and look at the thing on its own. If it is well tested, nobody will fear. But when it comes to the first trial, how you will use me trial first? Now, there we are like that is where the problem is. Amen. So you understand? When the first flat television came, people are saying, it not gonna last, it goes well. People were not buying it. When the first flat television came, people were skeptical of it.
Even having fed because of the element.
Yes. People were afraid of it. But now, even in my village, flat TV is here. Praise the Lord. This is what you understand what we are saying. And God will make you to be part of those who will innovate.
Amen.
Those who will bring something new.
Amen.
That they will write your name and say, you are the one that created this thing.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is the one that helps us to be able to have all these things. So he said, we are speaking wisdom, not the wisdom of this world, that we come to nothing. We are speaking the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Yes.
There is the hidden wisdom, and this hidden wisdom is telling us something by the Spirit of God. He said, but as it is written, this is what the hidden wisdom is doing. Amen. He said, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared to them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things. Yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. It is your spirit that knows what is in you. As long as your spirit does not give up, your body will not give up. Your body will recover. That does not mean that you don't take care of your body. Take good care of your body. But your spirit is what gives strength to your body. Your spirit. What do you think made daddy to come out of coma? When his brain was already... what did they call him? They cut him come out. Praise the Lord. When they did the surgery, because he did not let his spirit go. When the spirit does not die, the body will revive.
He said, if that spirit that raised up Jesus Christ from the dead, in the book of Romans said, if that spirit enters into you, it will vitalize your mortal body. So it is the spirit in you that you should train as much as you gather knowledge for what you are going to do. As long as you gather information, make sure your spirit connects to the spirit of God. The one that is your teacher, so that you can hear when he gives you instructions. Amen. For it is written, you the things that God prepared for you that love him. It is the things that your eyes cannot be able to imagine. Is so much. My head on the barata. I see you rising in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are soaring in success in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are soaring in prosperity in the name of Jesus. You are soaring in goodness in the name of Jesus. Amen. God is giving you good ideas and the power to bring these good ideas into practical. Receive it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, now we have received not the spirit of the world. I'm almost reading the whole chapter. But the spirit which is of God. Not the spirit that you have received. For if that spirit lives in you, go for the spirit. You have received the spirit which is of God. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. God is the one that created you. He has given you some things. I'm back to the book of 1 Corinthians. He has given you some things. He said, those things that God has given you. He said, it is when you listen to the Spirit, that is when you will get them. All these things are free. He said, we have received not the spirit of the world. Know it and know it that you and the world, you are not the same thing. You have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit in you is the spirit that is of God. Which things also will speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. No wonder when he says unto us that we go from glory to glory. Spiritual things are compared with spiritual. So that you can be able to advance. Because if you have reached this level of spirituality, the Holy Ghost will teach you another spirituality. You get to that level, and the Holy Ghost will teach you a higher spirituality knowledge. If you don't listen and be a student, you remain stagnant in the spirit. And when you remain stagnant in the spirit, there is oppression and suppression. Because even the devil and his demon, they know the dimensions of the spirit. But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, spiritual things will be compared with spiritual things. Then you know what to do. When it takes the darkness and spiritual thing. Power of darkness and spiritual thing. It will compare it. It will tell you, look at the one that is better. Juju or God. Check out spiritual things compared with spiritual things. So that you can know how to move on. And the things that is freely given of to you of God. Don't worry, hallelujah. We are dealing with it. Amen. Yeah, sure. Hallelujah. So what is God telling you? He said the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually what? Discerned. So that is what I said at the beginning. How did God knew when exactly to say, let there be light, and there was light? Because there was a spirit of discernment that was in oppression. Knowing the rightful time to speak, the rightful time to move. So if you train your spirit to discern, you train your spirit to know spiritual things,
your movement this year will not go astray. You will be on the right path. Let me use that this word. On the rail, you will not derail. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He said what they are spiritually discerned. So train your spirit to discern the things of the spirit. Say, but he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judge of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? For we have the mind of Christ. Taking us back to Genesis 1. We have the mind of Christ. He's telling us that what transpired here that made God to all already. Christ is the word that was spoken. That was the word that is let there be light. That was the word that said in the beginning God created the heaven and earth. Christ is the word. And he said we have the mind of Christ. No wonder when the mind of Christ is there, spiritual things are easily discerned. Because the mind of Christ was present at the beginning. There was a knowledge, a prelude time released for one to know the particular time to speak the right things. He said, if the heir to the kingdom is still a child, though he is a king, people will rule over him. But when the one who is a king knows how to do the things that king does, he will become master and people will serve him. May you be the king that you are in the name of Jesus. So who is that to teach you? You have the mind of Christ. Let the mind of Christ be your teacher. Amen.
Amen.
That is the mind of the truth. The mind that carries the spirit. The book of John 16:13, it says, albeit when he, the spirit of truth, not every knowledge is the truth. That is why we have to discern and spiritually discern. Not every knowledge, not every information is the truth. But it says the comforter is the spirit of truth. The spirit that is able to filter away deception and make the reality, the program of God, to be revealed and to be illuminated into your mind. Because the center place of who you are is that mind. You have the mind of Christ. Whatever is settled in your mind is settled in your spirit. Whatever is settled in your mind is settled in your life. No wonder the Bible said, he said, for the weapon of our warfare, but mighty through God, pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination, and everything that lifts up itself against the word of God. It is in the mind that your purpose is formed. It is in your mind that your destiny is formed. So you have to have the mind of Christ, so that the spirit of truth that takes the things of Jesus, that takes the things that belong to you, will be able to deliver them unto you. Amen?
Amen.
Say, how bad when the spirit of truth is come, he will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. He shall show you things to come. That means that because the Holy Ghost is there, you will know when to say, let there be light, and there will be light, and the light will lighten the whole of the program.
Yeah,
right about. Then you know where to go. You know when an intruder is coming. You know the next step. He said, the spirit of truth will guide you. This is the way. Walk ye in it. He will guide you into all truth. Not just one truth. Into all truth. Amen.
Amen.
No wonder it says that if you worship God, we worship him what? In spirit and in truth. Let us come coming into closing. Hallelujah. The Spirit of truth will guide us. So we should allow him to guide us as we speak unto us. Because it is the Spirit that gives life. The letter kills. The information that are not right kills. But when the Holy Ghost enters into your word, into your speech, he puts life into it. According to the book of John. John 6, 63 said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. Entangling yourself with the word profit nothing. Not following the rules profit nothing. It will make you to fail. But the Spirit quickens you to do the things that are rightful. The Spirit quickens you into the truth. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. That is how much we need the Holy Ghost. So that when he comforts us and teaches us and guides us and speaks to us, life will enter into our life. The Spirit will overflow us. We enter into us even up to overflowing. That we will not fail in anything that we do. So he advised you, say, turn to the Lord. Turn to God. The book of 2 Corinthians 3 from 16 said, nevertheless, because when during the Old Testament, when they were preaching Moses, when they were talking about Moses, they said when Moses came from receiving the tablet, from receiving the covenant, from receiving the Ten Commandments, after he stayed at the place of God, the face was shining with glory. People cannot look. He said they were covered with veil. He said, but when you turn to Christ, when you turn to the Word of God, and you allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, 2 Corinthians 3, verse 16, he said, when you allow the Holy Spirit to teach you, he said, that veil will be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of God is, nothing can tie you down. Where the Spirit of God is, Satan the devil cannot come with his lie and deception. Because you have the one that comforts you, that teach you and guide you into all truth. Where the Spirit of God is, there is vitality in the body. Sickness cannot remain. So when you read the word of God, let the Holy Ghost feel the word of God and you take it by his Spirit so that your life will be complete. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. Jesus is that Spirit. I bet they read that wrongly. He said, now the Lord is that Spirit. God is that Spirit that we are talking about. That comforter, that teacher, that guidance, that guide that you have, and your guardian. He said that guardian is the Lord. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open faces, with open eyes, beholding us in a glass. The glass is the mirror. The glass is the word of God. When we behold us in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Meaning that there is no purpose that you have on this earth that you will not fulfill. John 14. For this, from 16, Jesus Christ prayed. And he said, Father, give them this comforter. John 14, 16. As a Christian, you already have him. He prayed, he said, we pray the Father, and the prayer is already done in John 17. He said, we pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. And this comforter, he said, to abide with you. This comforter is God. He already told us, he said, the Lord is that spirit. Remember, he said, if you receive me and you believe in me, I and my Father will take our abode with you. So he said, I will pray the Father and he shall give you another comforter that what? Abide with you forever. Not partially. Not 1 minute. Not only in January and not in February. Not in March and not in June. Not in July and not in December. Not in 2021 and not in 2030. I mean 2030. Hallelujah. He said, he will be with you forever. Even what? Again, the spirit of truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whom the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither know him, but you know him.
Yes,
you know. For he will dwell with you and shall be in you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You remember the teaching? Pastor Michael of Austin said, he never hear that guy, he don't hear that word. We have for see and break up from Bible. Epiphany. He was looking at me that day when I was teaching him. He came, I don't know who invited him, he was a broker. He was in shock. He said, later he said, I've never had that kind of word before. So I said, in India, it is Epiphany. The Holy Ghost on you, with you,
and in you.
Paracletos. Epi. Para. And. Once I say that, anointing of God ministry, they know what I mean. The spirit of truth is in you. The spirit of truth is with you. The spirit of truth is on you. Receive it and know that he is with you. He takes his abode. So with that knowledge, let your ears be open unto him. With that knowledge, know that you cannot fail. Let your ears hear when the spirit of truth speaks to you. A son listens to the father. A daughter listens to the father. You will not be a son or a daughter that will grieve your parents. Even the Bible says, don't grieve those who labor for you in the world. Don't allow them to use pain to teach you the word. Make them happy. And the only way you can make them happy is to obey the word of God that they speak to you. May the spirit of truth fill us with his own truth. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
May the Lord bless.